What's up, winners? You're listening to the Win Today podcast, a podcast that is focused on short form episodes in 10 minutes or less to give you strategy that you can begin to implement in your business. Its sole focus is two things: to help you learn to market to attract your ideal customer and to begin to monetize online. This episode is a little bit heavy because as we're doing it, we are highlighting who I think say one of my greatest motivations, so to speak, in mindset athletics, Kobe Bryant. So we're going to talk about how can we adopt a Mamba mentality in our business. Let's check out this episode. Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You are going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost the day. The life equation for success. Never stop. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. A long block off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y. Rozier Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Y. Rozier. Who else? Today's episode, you know, it's one of those things, man, when you're listening to this, no matter when you find it, it is after the untimely, shocking, and heart-wrenching passing of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi Bryant, and seven others. I don't know all their names, but my heart definitely goes out to them in their my prayers. And I that's not just a statement. I really had to take a moment to pray for his family, to pray for countless other people that are affected by it. And then I felt weird for a moment. Truthfully, I grew up where I used to play basketball with Kobe Bryant's jersey underneath my jersey every game. My teammates could attest to this. I had pictures of Kobe Bryant in my locker, pictures all over my wall in my room, watched every game, especially when they were playing AI. Went to 4 of the games in his farewell year and went to 3 of the championship games, the one that when they played Orlando, the one they lost with Detroit and countless others. So I can honestly say I felt a little weird, you know, feeling this pain, like, man, I didn't know him, but I started realizing it's when we attached ourselves to someone that inspires us. So today, I'm going to give you 8 things to signify number 8. Now, I did want to highlight 24, but I just felt like 24 points was way too many. So we're going to go with 8 principles that we can adopt the Mamba mentality into our business to kind of echo and sentiment him. But before I get started, I want to mention a quote that he had. It said, "The most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they want to do." And I think that's so powerful that he transcended basketball. He didn't want to just inspire people to play basketball. He wanted to inspire people to adopt a mentality that they can apply to be successful in every area. And he did that 1 year after retirement, winning an Oscar. That's applying a mentality. You know, it's people who only did there were only in one genre and never won an Oscar. And here he goes, winning an Oscar and learning all these other things and speaking multiple languages. But I don't want to just speak to Kobe and leave it in a solemn. It's not to not highlight him, but I want to see what can we extract from the principle of his life that we can apply to our businesses to keep with the integrity of this podcast that we focus on marketing and monetizing online. So how can we adopt this and give you some principles that you can begin to use? So I want to get right into that and get right into that so you can begin to use it right away. Okay. So here we go. 8 things that eight mindset, Mamba mentality mindsets that you can apply to your business. And I hope that today's episode inspires you. I hope it challenges you to not just realize that life is short, but to apply this aggressive, tenacious, and here's a key word, consistency into your life, okay? Number one is to note when you're finished. Note when you're finished. Number one, note when you're finished. What does that mean? Most people have a start and an end date, but when we adopt the Mamba mentality into our business, you are finished when the work is done. What do I mean by that? Listen, you are milking cows. You are milking cows. You're not building a fence. So what do I mean? You're done milking when the cow is done producing. So when you are adopting a mentality about your business, it's not about the time that you start, the time that you finish. Who cares how many hours you worked? It is about the end product. So I hear people all the time talk about how they work for 15 hours and 18 hours and 20 hours. Per hour is for people who work in structures that give them a set schedule. But if you are running and operating a business, you're entrepreneurial, you're a small business owner, it's not about hours worked. It's about the actual end result and product. So when you are working, man, finish the work, get it done. It's not when you're tired. It's not when your body is fatigued. It is when the job is accomplished. So in Kobe's instance, whether it is you hit a couple 80-point games, the ultimate goal, I love he was in a press conference and they asked him, how does he feel? He said, we're not done yet. The ultimate goal was a championship. It doesn't matter about one playoff game. How does that apply to our business? It's not one customer and we celebrate. It's not one good month. It's all 12 months. It's the longevity and sustainability and scalability of your business. So we are going to adopt the Mamba mentality with our business that it is not when I'm tired. It's not when the day is done. It's when we have produced the result that we set out for. So when we're marketing, when we're setting up an ad campaign, when we're launching a new product, a new course, a new program, when we're adjusting our messaging, it is not about likes and comments if we're doing social media strategy. What is the ultimate goal? And for many of us, that's money. That's dollars and cents. So what is that financial bullseye? Not I want to make more money, but how much do I want to make and how do I trace and track that progress? That's number one. Number two, of the Mamba mentality. I really want to dig into this one. Is Kobe said that me and lazy people have nothing in common. We don't speak the same language. I love that one. I wanted to include that in this conversation, and I want to unpack the concept of laziness. Here's how I describe laziness. I think that laziness is paralyzed willpower. You ought to write that down. And make sure you give me some credit for that. Don't be stealing my stuff and not giving me credit. Laziness is paralyzed willpower. That's when you make a decision to do something and don't have the willpower to get up and be mobile, to allow your mind to produce an action in your body to accomplish a result. So it's good to get excited. It's good. Oh my God, I can't wait until I do that. Set a goal and don't have the willpower to push yourself to do it. So there's this excitement about talking about things, but no excitement about doing it. And for some people, there's this pain threshold that when you reach that apex, it feels good. It's almost like when you wake up sore after a good workout. It hurts, but feels good knowing that I put in the work. So laziness is paralyzed willpower that your body, and when he says he don't speak the same language, that there is a language of those that are highly productive. There's a language of work ethic. There's a language that says, this is what I do. I do whatever it takes. So let's make sure that we don't have paralyzed willpower. But the decisions that we make, we can stick with long enough to produce a result. That's what I'm after. Even if I don't feel like it, I'm an adult. So as an adult, your mantra should be, I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyway. There's a ton of things you're not going to feel like doing. But when we move our willpower to a place that is no longer paralyzed, we're able to run for long periods of time and create stamina with our work ethic. That's what's most important. That we don't run sprints and say I'm going to work for an hour, but we run marathons to get the job done. That's number two, that Mamba mentality. Number three is a personal standard. Create a personal standard, the personal standard for yourself. So I'll use an example. If Kobe were to score 10 points game after game after game, the whole reporters, everyone, and he would be down on himself because the standard he set for himself is that I do more than that. Now, let me be honest, 10 points a game in the NBA, it's pretty good numbers, but not when you've created a standard that is higher than that. So the average of 10 points is cool if that was the standard. So what I'm saying is you create a personal standard. Everyone's talking about six figures, but what if that's not your personal standard? What's the number that means something to you, not to other people? What's considered success for your company, for your business? What's a successful day? What's a productive day? Because sometimes when you're extremely gifted, extremely talented, you can hide behind your ability to do something easy, but what if it didn't match the standard of what you set for yourself? So I always believe that we should always demand more from ourselves than someone else can demand from us. We should set these, you know, when you think about with school, there's a grading scale, A through F. When you think about numbers, there's always a scale on anything. You ought to set a scale for yourself to say, this is the standard of whether I'm winning or losing. How do you determine what's a good day? How do you determine what's a good week? How do you determine what's a good month? You set that standard for your business. For some people, it's numbers. For some people, it's freedom. For some people, it's the ability to work less hours or do things they love. But you should set that and not let other people set it for you. So number three, create a personal standard. Number four of adjusting this mumble mentality is creating triple doubles. Creating triple doubles. I like this one. Number four, creating triple doubles. What's a triple double? In basketball, that's where you've got 10 of something in each category. So 10 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, or 10 steals, 10 blocks. It's where you have reached double digits in three categories. When I say create triple doubles, I don't want you to just be successful in your business. I think you ought to create a personal goal, something that you're doing just for yourself that you enjoy. I think you ought to have a business goal. You ought to also have a spiritual goal, a relational goal. You ought to have a triple double in your life. What do you do for your physical? Here's what I say every day that I think that every person should read to strengthen their mind, pray to strengthen their spirit, and they should work out to strengthen their body. That's a triple double. Did I strengthen my mind? Did I strengthen my body, you know, my health? And did I strengthen my spirit by prayer? Now, if you say, okay, Marcus, I want to add into that. I want to strengthen my business by learning a new skill. You know, I want to strengthen my relationships by spending time with family. I want you to create a string of triple doubles in your life that you do daily. Like you go on a string of triple doubles for the next 14 days. You're competing against yourself. You're going to create some triple doubles. Three categories of your life that you have made sure that you invested in every day. That's a triple double. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Number four, create a triple double. Number five. I'm loving doing this too. Number five, I want you to, now this is going to sound really odd when I say this, but I think that it's important. I want you to eliminate perfectionism. There's no such thing as perfect. And if you create what you think is perfect, it'll cause you to then get apathetic or lazy. So eliminate perfectionism. I believe, here's how I define it. Perfectionism is insecurity standard of measurement used to stop you from continuing to take action and improve. I'll say it again. Perfectionism, insecurity standard of measurement used to stop you from taking action to get better. Because if I reach perfect, what motivates me to keep getting better? I think that perfection is a moving finish line. That is, the moment I reach a place that some would call perfect, it's time to do it again. It's like being in school. Once you master middle school, it's time for high school. Once you master high school, it's time for college, and so on and so forth. Once you master a skill, or let's use another analogy, a euphemism, it's like numbers. Once you reach 9, it's time for 10. Once you reach 10 through 19, it's time for 20. So each time there's this level up, this new level that you're going to. So eliminate perfectionism. It's that insecurity in us that makes us create a standard of measurement that's inaccurate and makes us feel like we don't measure up or we've reached or accomplished more than what we really did. So let's eliminate that, man. And here's going back to that laziness part, that paralyzed willpower. Imagine laziness, paralyzed willpower mixed with perfectionism, this inaccurate standard of measurement. You put those two together, man, and you end up unable to move forward, stuck in a place that either in my mind, I create a standard that's too high or I create a standard that's too low. Right. This idea of, oh, I don't reach perfection. I haven't reached perfection. So I feel insecure about it. Or this overlapping idea that I've reached perfection. And I don't need to improve. And both are wrong. So it's an erroneous standard of measurement. So that's number five. I thought that was really good. Number six. And I wanted to throw this in now. Number six is the concept that I live by that I call win the day. I started to put it number eight, but I wanted to put it number six, right? Number six, win the day. So when I tell you to win the day, this is where the concept of win the day is where we convert time into money. Why do I do that? Because there is a higher emotional connection to money than there is to time. But time, we always say time is money, but we spend time in a way we would never spend money because we have a higher emotional connection. So we We underestimate what we can do in a day, and we overestimate what we can do in a year or in a month. So I think it's important with winning the day. It's where you're going to convert time into money. So every hour's worth, you hear it on my introduction, every hour's worth $100, the whole day's worth $2,400. You're going to pay an area of your life that's most important to you a minimum of $240. That's just 2 hours and 40 minutes. So let me back it up. If every hour's worth $100, that's 1 hour. So I'm going to ask you, what is one area you've invested every day at least $100 into, or 1 hour? Now, does it have to be all at once? No. You can break it up and treat it like you treat your bills and say, life paid me $2,400. What areas of my life am I going to pay $240? It can be broken up into multiple. So if I say I'm recording this podcast right now, I'm paying $50. That's 30 minutes into this podcast. Okay, I've got another hundred and some odd dollars that I say I want to invest into reading a book. I want to invest another amount into listening to a podcast to get better. But it's making sure that every day that I'm winning the day, that I'm competing against my personal best and creating distance between what I knew yesterday, what I learned tomorrow, or who I was yesterday and who I become tomorrow. You want to always be improving and breaking down who you were, divorcing old thoughts and rebuilding limiting beliefs into impossible beliefs. And you improve with that. So imagine every day investing. Just like if you had a bank account, if you invested money into it every single day, you get wealthy. So imagine investing time into an area of your life every day. You now increase your personal value. You're more valuable to your industry. You're more valuable to people because you've invested more into yourself. So it's about your personal bank account, your mental bank account, your ability to be able to grab and assess information, problem solve, help more people because you know more information. So let's win the day. Let's win the day. That was number six. Number seven, don't be afraid to start over. Don't be afraid to start over. You know, whether in Kobe's life, it was multiple injuries. Or I would love to talk about what he did after the NBA to start over, to start an entirely new journey and to focus into it and find joy and pleasure in it. In business, don't be afraid to pivot. Like, don't fall so in love with this my business, this my brand. I mean, think about multiple athletes, or think about multiple actors, whether it's LL Cool J who started out rapping and transitioned into acting, or whether it's countless people that diversified who they are and they've shredded, or Will Smith who won the first Grammy but then turned around and won Oscars or did acting. He's more known for acting than he is for rapping. Don't be afraid to start over. Don't get so married into the opinions of people or even how you view yourself that you don't have the mentality that it is okay to start over and create new paths and new lanes, new languages, tearing it down and saying, okay, this, I've been successful in this, but I'm unfulfilled in this. And I want you to make sure that you're not just having tangible monetary success, but you have internal success that says, I'm happy with this. I'm not, that it's pleasurable. It's not just profitable. That's number seven. And number eight, leave a legacy. That I believe that Kobe Bryant lived in what I refer to as timeless relevance. Well, how I define that is, it's when you being who you are inspire someone to take action to become what they can be. I'll say it again. You just naturally being who you are. You're not trying. You're not pretending. And it is your everyday action inspires someone to take action on their journey to become what they were always meant to be. When you do that, you're timelessly relevant because that person is going to mention your name and say you inspired them. Every person that I watched online and on social media are saying, he's the reason I started playing basketball. That him working hard at being better inspired young athletes that they needed to play basketball. So now his legacy lives on by him just simply being who he is. So I've got to ask you, what is the thing that you are daily doing that is going to inspire someone else by seeing your work ethic, seeing your business, the way that you do what you do? It inspires them to say, I would love to run a business like that. I would love to live and treat people that way. I would love to manage employees that way. You want to live your life at such a high value that people can hear your life, not just see it. That the value, that your life should make enough noise that people around the world are inspired to take action to become the best version of themselves by simply seeing you work hard at becoming the best version of yourself. So what can you learn? What can you do? I hope that these eight principles of Mamba mentality can be used in your business. Let's continue to love better, live better. Let's make sure that we're not taking time or people for granted. This episode, I just want to give you those 8 things of adopting this Mamba mentality into our business. Let's win together, win the day.